Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Masechet Baba Kama, and we're up to parak Vav, Mishnah Beis. Hinicha b'chama, if you lock up your animal, but you leave it out in the hot sun, so it can't escape to the shade. Osha masar l'cherushot v'katan, or you gave it your animal to be watched by a cherushot or katan, v'yotzav izika, and it escaped and it did damage. So chayiv, you have to pay for that damage, because by leaving it in the sun, or giving it to a cherushot v'katan, you should know that even though the gate is going to protect it under normal circumstances, but if the animal's going crazy because it's boiling hot, it's going to try to break out, and therefore you shouldn't be surprised when it does break out. If it's being washed by a cherushot v'katan also, you should know that it will escape, and therefore you're going to be chayv for that. Mesara l'roa, if you gave your shor to a regular trustworthy shepherd, nichnas roa tachtov, and the shepherd takes, then the shepherd becomes the owner, meaning the shepherd is going to have to pay for anything that happens as opposed to the owner, because the owner did what he was supposed to do by giving it to a trustworthy shepherd. Nafla l'gina v'nannis, if an animal fell into a gina, so there was vegetables growing there, and it got hana'a from the damage that it did, because it had all this delicious food that it fell right into, or the other possibility is that it would have fallen on the ground. Now it fell on these soft vegetables that broke its fall, so it was a cushion. So mishalemis mashanenis, you have to pay for the hana'a that you got, but you don't have to pay for the damage, because falling for an animal to fall into a gina is not something you would have expected. Yorda kedarka v'izika, but if the animal didn't fall, it just walked right into the garden as it normally would, and it did damage, mishlemes mashi zika, then you have to pay not just for the hana'a, but for the hazard. Ketz on mishlemes mashi zika, how do you pay for the damage? Shaman besa b'sasa dekama haisa yafa v'kama hi yafa. You take a besa of that field and see how much was it worth before this damage happened, and how much is it worth now that this damage happened, and the difference is what you pay. Rabbi Shimon Omer, achla peros gemurim, mishlemes peros gemurim, im sasayim sasayim. If the animal ate peros that were fully ripened, so then you pay for those for the cost of that peros, and therefore sasayim. If the animal ate a sa'a, so you pay for a sa'a. If it ate sasayim, you pay for a sasayim. I mean, you don't look at the broader field and how much was the field worth, how much is the field worth. Look at what it ate, and however much it ate, that's exactly what you're going to pay for. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Hamadgish. If you piled something up, piled grain up in someone else's property without permission, so the animal that belongs to the guy who owns that field came and sees it. Wow, it's my lucky day. There's a giant pile of food. So it comes and eats it. Potter, the balasada doesn't have to pay for that. Would you bring your food and pile it in his field without permission? And if the animal somehow got hurt by tripping on that pile of food, balagadish chayiv, so you're going to be chayiv for leaving it there. Vim higdish berishos, but if he told you you're allowed to leave it there, then balasada chayiv. Then the balasada is going to be chayiv to pay for that. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Bays, we said that if a person left an animal out locked an animal up in the sun, or gave it to a cherushot v'katan, and somehow the animal escaped and damaged, he's going to be chayiv for that damage, because you should realize that it would have escaped. If you give it to a shepherd, then the shepherd is going to be chayiv, because you did your job. If the animal fell into a garden and got hana'a, you pay for that hana'a. If it went into the garden purposely, didn't fall, and did damage, you pay for the damage. And there's machlokas, how to assess the damage. Tanakama says you look at the broader field and see the difference in the value before and after the damage. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, you just pay for the peros gemurim, that if there were peros gemurim that it ate. That's, in fact, what you pay for. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that if a person puts a pile of grain in someone else's field without permission, and the owner of that field has an animal that comes and eats it, he doesn't have to pay for that. And if that animal got damaged by it, then you have to pay for that, for leaving the stuff in his field. But if you did it per shos, then the balasada is going to be chayiv. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav Mishnah Daled.